Well, if you'd like to have your Bibles open then at this second letter of John, at 2 John. And as I say, tonight we're going to be looking at the whole of this letter. And we're going to look at it in four sections. In verses 1 to 3, we're going to see John's opening greetings. Then in verses 4 to 6, John is going to talk about walking in truth and love. Then in verses 7 to 11, John is going to give us a warning against lies. And then in verses 12 and 13, we'll see John's closing greetings. So John's opening greetings, walking in truth and love, a warning against lies, and then John's closing greetings. So first then, let's look at these first three verses and John's opening greetings. And the letter begins in a fairly typical format for the opening of a first century letter, stating who the letter is from and to whom it is addressed. And so we have the elder to the elect lady and her children. So why does John call himself the elder? The word can just mean an older man, and John is quite likely to be an older man at the time of writing this letter. But the word, of course, is more typically used in the Bible to refer to elders in the church, those men who are appointed to oversee individual churches. But John doesn't just call himself an elder, but the elder. I think this reflects John's status as the founder, as the spiritual father of the local church that he's writing to. It was him who first preached the gospel to these believers. They were converted under his ministry. If you asked any of the members of that church who is the elder of the church, well, they would have all answered, it's John. And so in referring to himself as the elder, John is already, I think, pointing these Christians back to those early days when John first brought the gospel, the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ to them. That gospel they heard from the beginning, because it's those truths that John wants them to hold fast to. So John, as the elder, is writing to the elect lady and her children. Well, as I mentioned earlier, some have thought this means that John is writing to a particular Christian lady and her family, her literal children. But I think as you read through the letter, it's quite hard to make proper sense of it if it is just written to an individual. I think the elect lady that John is writing to here is surely the church, and specifically this one particular local church. And her children are then the members of that local church. The Bible often portrays the church as a woman. In Ephesians 5, husbands are commanded to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And of course, in Revelation 21, John himself sees that vision, doesn't he, of the church, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.